Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, I'm Jason Lynch with another Plan Vision Podcast. Today is part three of my Boglehead Conference reports from October 2022. Now, a common thread among people that I met there is regretting that they did not know about the Boglehead philosophy, aka indexing, keep your costs low, 5 years, 10, 15, 20, even 30 years ago. And they are so thankful that they now have found out about it. And they want to share the knowledge that they've learned, and they want to continue to learn and develop their knowledge about it. So as far as demographics, generally, I think people were older than 50, not everyone, of course. About two-thirds of the 500 attended the retirees breakout, and about a third attended the accumulators. Now, on Friday, there were actually a couple of panelists that I just didn't agree with some of their comments. Not to go into them now. If you're interested, you can watch those videos. But it's good to be exposed to different points of view or contrary points of view, because it shines light into the discussion. And it should help people be introspective and not ignore or bash the other point of view because they don't agree with their own convictions. So I think that was important. Now, there were many lighthearted moments. One comment that I want to share concerned direct indexing. You can Google it. But the moderator said, direct indexing is neither direct nor indexing. Discuss among yourselves. Now, that, of course, was a reference to Saturday Night Live coffee talk skit. So I thought that was humorous. They didn't really talk much about direct indexing. It's not applicable to most people anyway. I had another thought about the whole echo chamber feeling. Now, Bogleheads is not the AAII, the American Association of Individual Investors, which I think they're trying to beat the market. However, the AAII have recognized both Paul Merriman and John Bogle with their Clunan Award for Excellence in Investment Education. Another common theme throughout the conference was reference to ESG investing. ESG investing is generally known as environmental, social, and governance. Now, ESG is very subjective, and what is important to me as an individual, as an individual investor, might not even be on your radar, and vice versa. So ESG are different things to different people and different investors. In general, there are two schools of thought on ESG. One is, don't invest in companies that don't align with your values. In other words, boycott ownership. Don't own stock in companies that don't align with your values, or avoid ETFs with companies, full of companies that don't align with your values. However, the other school of thought is work to make change from the inside, because it's very difficult to have your voice heard by stakeholders, you know, ownership, management, customers, vendors, employees. It's very difficult to have your voice heard if you're not a shareholder. Being an owner allows your voice, your opinion, to be heard. Now, there's a large amount of recent ESG discussion out there. Check out Alan Roth, Bill Bernstein, Rick Ferry. There are a number of interviews and books that have been written to make you think. And look, there are many more options available investing in ESGs, but it can still be difficult to find an ESG fund that lines up with your personal values. And of course, you want that ESG fund that you invest in to at least perform close to the broad market. Now, I was surprised at the level of anti-ESG investing commented on by the speakers. I think they're being pragmatic about it, though, by making a change by being inside rather than outside of the company. Now, look, Most people do want our world to be better for future generations. I don't think I've ever met anyone who said, I don't care about the planet. I don't care about the world being better for the future. I just am enjoying my time today. I don't know that many of us have met people like that. I grew up south of Detroit, and I know firsthand the amount of pollution caused by industry in that area was staggering. And back in the 80s, I witnessed Navy ships disposing of their garbage from the back of their ships out into the middle of the ocean. They don't do that anymore, but they did. So ESG investing is actually more controversial than I would have thought. And again, the reason, how effective is it? And what is the best way as an investor to make the change that you want to see with ESG? Okay, a few more comments about Friday morning. Christine Benz interviewed Michelle Singletary. She's another well-known financial columnist and author. I've read Michelle, columnist for Washington Post, for a number of years. I'm pretty familiar with her writings. She attended the banquet the night before, and she was present during the morning sessions on Friday. She opened with, during her interview, she opened with, "Oh my gosh, I am one of you. My husband and I live within our means, and we use index funds." It was quite humorous, but telling that, and that does line up with her writing. She says, "Keep your costs low, follow the indexes, and be prudent." She's a boglehead. She just didn't know it. And she connected with practically everyone in that room. I heard lots of favorable comments after her interview. And I would have enjoyed to have been at her table during the banquet. We were at the table next to her, but I didn't hear any of their conversation. To give an overview of the conference, I have to say, almost every individual session that I attended to me was worth the price of admission. I mean, look, we had unfettered access practically to the luminaries, Mike Piper, Rick Ferry, Christine Benz, Bill Bernstein, Alan Roth, Rob Berger. I mean, the list goes on and on. There are a couple of heavy hitters in from Vanguard. We had some people in from Morningstar. So, the level of experience and knowledge is unbelievable, and I really enjoyed my time there. Finally, I spoke with a number of our current clients. Enjoyed speaking with them, even a couple of former clients, and I appreciate they came up and talked with me, and I thank them for what they do on behalf of us, and I wish them the best. Also, I met a number of people who said they might consider signing up with us. Now, full disclosure, I did not go there to troll for clients. I went because I have a real, genuine interest, and it actually was beyond my expectations, even though I had attended one before. So, again, I encourage you, check out bogleheads.org. Take a look for Bogleheads 19. That's the number of the conference. And take a look at the sessions that were recorded. I think you're going to gain a lot of good information from them. And as always, let us know if you have any questions. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.